Hi, Curtis. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time just flies, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yes, yes. And Lulu told me everything, well, most of everything, I would assume, of what's going on. I see you're newer in business as well. First of all, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
It's been good.
That's good. What do you currently do for marketing, other than, you know, the terrible thing of Angie's? Do you do anything else online?
Nothing. No, not yet. I mean, I'm still trying to come up with my logo to do my website. I've got bank account. I've got an account, account team for the year, doing taxes and everything. And, I've got a lot of money invested.
And that's typically how it is with the starting a business too, right? There's just a lot of money that needs to go into it. And then it starts showing results, you know? So, now I know you said you're coming up with a logo. Are you, trying to come up with one on your own, or are you hiring a company for that?
I'm using a Surface. Trying to come up with something. I don't need two logos, but I need two designs because I've got two parts of the company, and one of them is like a real high-end part of it. I mean,
okay.
Really, really high-end. And then the other part is like, you know, your local service type stuff, contractor stuff.
Got it.
So
okay.
One doesn't really fit the other one, so I'm trying to come up with something that does.
Okay. Well, all good info as well. So just to tell you a little bit about, you know, the position that we have that opened up, it is an exclusive listing. So as long as, but the way that it works is as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So what that means is we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. There's no sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. And we do that with your first page placement on Google. So we're going to want to set you up with that Google business profile first thing. So you do have a Google presence. We're going to put you on the first page where that map section is, and it's going to be based off of the jobs you want to be found for. So the services that you offer, we turn them into keywords. Anytime somebody searches for one of those keywords, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. So we do first page placement on Google. We also do it on Bing, and then we run Facebook ads. Now, the way that our ads work is we retarget those same people that were looking for your services across the web. We retarget them on Facebook by running an ad on their feed. So we do target income levels, age groups, the locations you're looking to get work, all of those things. It's completely customizable. And those are things we go over with you as well, right? Because, I mean, you know your business the most. Now, everything comes with a dashboard. So the dashboard will show you on live time how many people have been looking for you, how many clicks, calls, the location these people are searching for you from. So you can actually see that it's working for you also. Now, just a couple little side things that you did mention. We can also create a logo for you if you'd like. And if you like it, you can use it. And if not, that's fine. I can include that at no extra cost. And I know you were talking about getting a website built, so we can also include a website for you on there, since I know those are kind of some things that you're looking to do. So we can also do that for you. We don't charge you per call or per click or per job, nothing along those lines. It is a flat rate that we charge you, so it is a month-to-month service. So it's $299 per month, and you have a one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming. So your initial investment is $398, and then after that, it's just $299 a month.
$299 a month.
Mm-hmm. And everything's included, so there's no taxes, there's no hidden fees. It's unlimited calls and unlimited clicks.
That's on the map. That goes on the map search page. Like you go to Google.
Exactly. And it's going to be for all of your keywords. Sorry, go ahead.
So how much does this, on average, how much do you reckon this generates usually on average, like when people do this?
So to be completely straight with you on that end, it's, it's different across the board because what it's every location's different. The time of the year also matters.
Yeah.
So there's a lot, but I can tell you how many people are looking for your services because we do have the Google Analytics. And I did look up and let me know, would you classify yourself as like a general contractor?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so I did look.
It's contracting. I mean, it's the same thing. I can do everything up to and limited to, like, you know, actually having a contractor's license. I'm licensed, I'm bonded, I'm insured and all that, but, you know, it can go up to like $30,000, you know.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. Because for just the keyword general contractor, in the last 30 days, there was 1,213 searches that were done. And that's for just that one keyword. So, again, we are going to be getting each one of your services. You're going to tell me, and those are the ones we're going to turn into keywords. Also, last thing, Curtis. When I say 1,213, I don't want you to think that you're going to get all those calls either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little worried, you know, about, you know, like, I was worried. The one thing was about them, I told them they had to pause because they said I had a portal where you could turn your thing on and off.
Yeah.
Because I can't be flooded all at once right yet. I mean, my building's not even in. I've got minor stuff going on, but so I'm still working full time to try to get my building in where I've got buying like heavy equipment and stuff like that, and I have nowhere to put it.
Oh.
I just keep putting money into it, trying to make sure I'm doing it right, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
Let the family down either, which, you know.
I want you to know too that so your campaign with us is fully customizable. So if you get really busy and you only want certain work or you don't want that many calls, what we do is we remove some keywords. So you only get called for what you want to get called for. Now, if you get, you know, if all of a sudden you need a lot of work, you don't have very much work, then we just add keywords. If you get really busy where you absolutely can't take any work, you can always pause your service with us as well. We don't charge you for the month that you choose to pause your service. The only thing that we ask is if you call us 3 days before your billing is due.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Last thing, sorry, I want to make sure that you understand everything as well, because I know you had a horrible situation with Angie's. So you understand how long everything's going to take as well. We are a Google Premier Channel partner, so we do get things done quicker than any other regular company. But there still is a timeline that we follow. So for your Facebook to be up and, or your website to be up and live, that's going to be about 7 to 14 days. Now, your ads on Facebook, they're going to start running as soon as 7 to 14 days as well. Now, your first page placement on Google, that takes a max of 30 to 45 days. And that's because Google needs to verify you. They verify you through a video. It's a bit of a process, but we're going to be there to help you every step of the way. And that's to get that Google business profile going. That's, you know, the main thing. Gotcha. That's getting your presence online.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we would... what can I expect, versus, like, starting right now or starting a month from now? What's, like, how fast is this stuff, or are these things going to start coming in on me? That's my only question.
How fast, can you ask that
like
question?
I understand you were saying there's, like, a lead time on, you know, like, the way that y'all have to set up the account and verify and all that kind of stuff, but,
yeah.
Like, if that ad starts running right away, does the ad actually start running right away?
Your Facebook ads start running as soon as 7 to 14 days. So that's going to go live. You can get calls as soon as that. So you want to start the sooner the better so we can start the whole process. But on Facebook side, that one works fairly quick. So it's, I don't know if you have a Facebook account yet or not, but if you don't have one, we can make one for you. That's not a problem. We get on it right away. That's basically what we do.
I don't have a business one yet. I mean,
that's okay. We can make one for you.
I was trying to find, like, use my phone most of the time and then work like 60 hours, 70 hours a week. And then I just got the Surface. Like, I said, I can't keep doing this. So I bought a Microsoft Surface and I literally got it, what, Monday? last Monday, and I'm still trying to figure out how to do the email.
And, wow.
I've been talking with, like, so I've been trying to do, like, the accountant thing because, I mean, I was like, that's got to be one of the most important things. I mean,
just
as much as a tool and marketing, and I know how important marketing is. I mean, what you see, some people just, they buy just what's because they've seen it a bunch of times. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Stuff like that. But, the thing is, like, even though I'm doing contract and cut stuff, which, I mean, everything from welding to heavy equipment, I mean, but, on that end of the business, the other end, you know, is going to be real high end, like big conference tables, you know, $30,000-$40,000 conference tables, stuff like that. I mean, like high-end furniture, which I'm in the high-end market now with hardwood floors. But my point is that, it's not going to be a volume thing. I'm not worried about volume. I'm not worried about getting rich. I'm just tired of working for somebody else and I want to be home with my family. I want to see my babies grow up.
Oh,
so I'm tired
dude,
of working being out of town through. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like, I'm not trying to like kill myself with work and kill my subs with work. But at the same time, it's more about a quality job. I mean, if they're wanting to hurry up fast and hurry cheap, then they're just looking for the wrong person.
But yeah. And it goes back to what I was saying, you know, your campaign, we can fully customize it the way that you want it to. I'm still going to be point of contact in your account. So if you call me 1 month and you're like, hey, I only want to get calls for this because I want to spend time with my grandkids more or blah, 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 then all I would need to do is just change up your keywords. You'll have access to do that on your own. But if you want me to do it, because I know with technology, it's easier for someone else to do it.
Yeah,
I can
definitely
do it for you
be,
as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I got my
kid
trying to do the logo.
And I did want to offer you another, it's the same package, but if you pay for 3 months in advance, it does save you a little bit of money if you want to go that route. So just to kind of give you an idea, if you decide to do, you know, month per month for 3 months, plus your $99 setup fee, hold on. Let me see. So that's $299 times $3K plus your $99 setup fee. And those 3 months, you're going to be paying, $996. If you want to pay 3 months in advance, the package, we can leave it to you at $700 plus your $99 setup fee. So you would be saving.
Okay. That sounds
better.
so this is what I want. This is what I need to do. I need to talk to the bank tomorrow to make sure that they cancel that fee because that's basically what I just paid Angie's lease. I want to make sure that's canceled. And then as long as I can, well, shoot, if I turn it off though, then I lose that time frame, don't I? If I pause certain things, then I lose the time frame that I just paid for.
You use your time frame with us or with who? I'm trying to understand.
Right. If I pay for 3 months and then, but yet, you know, I'm not really taking that much work for the next month. I kind of like lose that month.
No, you don't lose it with us. So you don't lose it with us at all. So we don't charge you for the months you want to put pause. So if you prepay the three months, you know, we start your process the first month, obviously, because that's the one that it takes the most time.
Right.
If you want to put pause, you just call us and say, hey, like, I don't want to use, you know, pause my service for the next month. And it just gets tackled on to, it just adds another month.
That was
so,
my
no,
biggest question, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to charge you for something that you want to put pause. So you just have to
just
communicate
started, yeah,
with
just,
us.
If I get overwhelmed right off the bat and I have to do that, then I'm like, I'm out money and I won't waste money. Even now, I mean, I barely even sleep trying to get this pad done and work and all this other stuff, but because we're doing all the work ourselves, but, and I'm still trying to find guys that I can trust to do some of this other work, you know? But anyway, so I need to talk to the bank tomorrow, definitely, because I don't want to have $1,500 like laying out there like that. But I definitely would like to take that offer, but again, I really need to talk to the bank tomorrow and be sure that payment's canceled because that's exactly about the same amount that they've.
When you canceled with Angie's, did they send you a cancellation confirmation?
No, so I haven't got to, I did it digitally to my bank and haven't been able to talk to anybody yet.
Okay.
I just did it like a couple hours ago. But the DocuSign I signed with them is still less than the 72, but the actual thing, like the background check didn't come through till like late yesterday. Yeah, so late yesterday, so that would have been at 24 hours later, the background check comes through, and that's when they actually, you know,
charged the card.
Actually, charged it, yeah.
Okay.
So it's still less than 48 hours either way you look at it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So you just want
to,
find the
email that he sent me so I can send him an email to cancel also, but I'm trying to find his email. Oh, it's in my business email, that's why.
Okay, good,
but, yeah, I'm doing that like right now.
Yeah, you want to get on that ASAP because you don't want to go past the time. I have heard some stuff that they've done to people. They don't answer phone calls. It's ridiculous. So yeah, just get on
that.
Yeah,
Lou was saying that.
Yes, exactly. Just get on
that.
I know. So just get on that as soon as you can. So you can get that process canceled or whatnot. And I mean, I can set up your callback. When do you want me to reach back out so we can get this going for you?
So it's so hard when I'm working at this factory. I'm traveling, doing the high end installs for the hardware company. And, like sometimes I get stuck at the manufacturing plant. That's what I'm stuck at the last couple weeks. And the owner's there and he's very difficult. That's one of the reasons I want to get out of there. But, we don't have like regular step breaks, and when we do, I mean, it's like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and it's just a hard place to work. But, and it's, 12, 13, 14 hours a day, just nonstop. But anyway, so it's hard for me to tell you exactly how long is the process going to be once I tell you to call me back. Like, can we fit it in 15 minutes?
Yes, absolutely. So for me to process everything, it takes me no more than 10 to 15 minutes, and I can process everything quickly. You do get an onboarding call after that, though. That call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long, but we can schedule that out for when you have availability.
Yeah, so like Friday nights, I mean, I'm off a little early. I'm available on the weekends, and then as far as like tomorrow goes, the best time would be Eastern time, like 12 o'clock or at 4 o'clock. And the only reason I say 12 o'clock is if I haven't got everything taken care of yet, I can tell you when you call. And then my other break would be 4 o'clock, and by then obviously everything would be taken care of.
Okay. So how about if I do this? I'll set up a callback for you tomorrow. Or how long is your lunch break at 12?
30 minutes.
Okay. Because I know I have a couple calls. I'm going to call you right at 12 o'clock, your time, and then just give me an update to find out where you're at, and then if anything, I'll call you later on in the day so we can get everything processed. How does that work?
Yeah, so if I haven't got everything figured out, because, I mean, I might have to actually end up calling them at lunchtime if my wife can't figure it out or take care of it. But
So how about if I call you at 4 instead? You said you're out
at the same time.
Okay. Okay.
Between six and seven is when I walk out the door, so.
Between 6 and 7, okay. Okay.
My time,
Let's,
I know this is a little later than what you normally work, but,
it's okay.
I'm usually there at about 7, but. I get out of there at 6:30, but he's just, I'm a boss man down there too, and it's hard to get out of there before.
So let me do this. Let me call you tomorrow, right before I end my day, which is going to be right before 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So it should be perfect on that end.
Yeah.
So we can go from there. So you have time, to do what you got to do throughout the day.
Yeah.
So I'll call you tomorrow. And, if you need to talk to me before that though, you can always call me. You can call this number back that we called you on. They'll transfer you over to me. So I know that, the onboarding might answer the phone, but even if they answer it, they'll read all my notes and they'll send you over to me. But regardless, I'll put in the call for you tomorrow right before end of my day, and then we can get everything processed, okay?
And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Laura, Laura Sanchez.
Laura, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a Lulu, and then...
Yes, Lulu. Lulu's
great. Yeah, she's got so much energy. I found my wife. I said, she's like, they call me perky. I said, no, she wasn't perky. She just had a lot of energy.
She does.
Because I was in a lovely shit person. Mood when she called.
Oh, and I'm glad that she helped you out too to get out of that. Because Angie's, I don't know if she told you about that lawsuit that Angie's recently had too. The Federal Trade Commission sued them for like $7.2 million because they lied to their clients. You know, like, come on, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I told him which counties, and then he did the opposite counties, and then I told him, I said, you know, so I got a pass, but it's long past. I mean, it's, you know, 12, 13, 15 years ago. And I don't know what they did, but they pulled up something when I was 18 years old.
And your credit report.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they tell me that's pulling a hard inquiry. I'm really leery about my
Whoa,
credit. We brought our credit
yeah.
from 500 to 800 and paid off all of our debt and, you know, all this other stuff. I mean, we had no debt until I started this business. I mean, except
yeah.
the mortgage. But, you know, and I'm real leery. I mean, I've got plenty of credit cards with it. I try to carry zero balance and all that stuff. And so I've been real careful because I bought a tractor and I bought, you know, buying the building and doing all this company stuff. And he didn't mention anything about doing a credit pull.
That's weird. What do they need to do that for?
I don't know. I got a thing from the credit thing saying that they did a hard pull. Like, I mean, why would you do a hard pull?
Yeah.
I bought my tractor on a soft pull. I mean, I bought my building without one. You know? Like, I don't know. But
that's so weird.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've already got a lot of pulls just from, you know, starting the business, but, you know, it just looks like we've been searching for credit or something, and we're not. I mean, every one of them was, you know, approved, and I already knew what I was getting. I already knew what interest rate I was getting or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we haven't borrowed any money to put in the business. It's all been cash. Like, I mean, our own money.
Well, I mean, I wish you so much luck over there, you know, starting a business. My mom did it on her own too, and it's a lot of work, but it pays off. It pays off.
Yeah. If they just pay the bills and keeps me home more, I'm okay with that.
And that's
I
a great accomplishment to have.
70 hours a week, I'm done with that, working on my hands and knees. But I got other people to do the work.
You seem like you're an honest, good man, and I wish you so much luck out there, and I'm super excited to be able to help you out in your endeavors here as well. And I have everything down on my notes also. I put you down on my calendar,
yes.
So I'll give you a call tomorrow right
okay.
before end of my day, and then we can just get right. everything going. Okay, Curtis?
I appreciate it. I really do. Tell Lou I appreciate her calling. And
I will let her know.
I appreciate it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Curtis. We'll talk tomorrow. Have a good evening,
both
of
you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.